We are going to continue right now our coverage of local and state elections. Brett Skidmore of Skidmore Construction is in the studio with me. Brett is a candidate for the House of Representatives in District 35, Seat B. Brett, it's so great to have you here.
Julian, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
So what was it that prompted you to get into this race?
It's actually a very spiritual journey for me. Just a little over, just under 2 years ago, I got an inclination to start inquiring about being political. Up until then, the only politics that I even cared about was something that may have affected my industry or, you know, something that personally affected what was going on in my own life. And so I started asking friends and that were in the political realm. And, of course, they gave me some advice. I visited with my partners. My brother Randy and I own and operate Skidmore Construction. We both have sons that are coming up, and they're thinking that the old regime needs to be booted out and the new regime take over. So my brother and I are embracing that. And of course, I visited with my wife Scarlett, and then I actually went on a very spiritual journey about what to do. And the inclination that I got was God has a lesson for Brett to learn in this race. He didn't promise me to win or lose. He just said, Brett, you have a lesson to learn. And not only that, you have something that you can provide the voters of District 35. And so over the next few months, I was mentally in and out of the race, questioning myself. And I'm sitting in church one day, and the lesson was, Brett, I've given you the answer. You're not getting a burning bush. You can either take the direction and run full steam ahead or suffer the consequences. So honestly, it's been a very spiritual journey for me, and I've learned a lot to date. I got much to learn. Jolynn, you'll find out as you interview me, I'm far from a polished politician. I'm just a local contractor here just out of Ammon, and the politics is a whole new game for me.
Brett, thank you for sharing that story. And, you know, it's perfect for this Wisdom Wednesday. What a powerful example of kind of tuning in and looking for the lessons that life has to offer. Let me ask you this. As you look at everything that's going on, and you've obviously been giving a lot of thought, what concerns you most?
There's way too much government overreach from the federal level, from the state level, from the county level. One of the books that I was instructed to read was The 5,000 Year Leap. It's a very easy read, just the basic 101 of how government's to be ran. And it quotes a lot of our founding fathers' quotes, Federalist Papers, and so on. Thomas Jefferson stated in there, and I'm not going to quote it word for word. I don't have that good of memory, but he stated that local government needs to be held right at the local jurisdictions, called townships back then, with little overreach from the county, even fewer overreach of the state, and even fewer overreach of the federal government. Our state right now is over 40% federally funded, and as we can see on the national news, that the federal government just is doing a horrible job. They're overreaching in every aspect, and I believe that we ought to bring the main governance down to the local level and let the local government be the main governing institute with fewer overreach from above.
You know, we really do have the most influence right here at home. And you're so accurate when you say there's that overreach, because if you think about it, every single time there is some big crisis, whatever it is, the inclination, the knee-jerk reaction is, let's create more laws. So let me ask you this. What would be your number one priority?
I've been asked that a ton of times.
It's kind of the standard political question, right?
I don't have an agenda. Just to be fair and open, I was president of the auto home builders in 2020 during COVID at the state level. I've been president of the local home builders association 4 different years, Eastern Auto Home Builders Association. And Ken Burgess is a friend of mine. He's the home builders lobbyist in Boise for us. He was one of the first phone calls that I made to ask his advice. And he looked at me and he goes, Brad, why the heck do you even want to get involved in that? I don't know why good guys guys like you would even want to venture into it, but I think you'd be a good candidate. Just be prepared for the ride. So just to be upfront with all your listeners, I don't have an agenda. I don't have an agenda to better benefit my industry. What I think we ought to do is start repealing laws. I'm going to get these numbers off because I don't have them off the top of my head, but in the past 2 years, there was around 730 bills written in the House and somewhere around 500 and something in the Senate side, along with resolutions and so on and so forth. And I understand not all of those become laws. Let's just say even 100 of those become a law in the 2 years. Me as a small business owner and a private citizen has to understand those 100 laws over the past 2 years and know what they are. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And so everybody keeps asking me, what's your agenda? Let's bring the local government to be the main governance and let's start repealing some overreach. Being a home builder here in Idaho Falls, I understand what government overreach does with strict enforced building codes and enforcements. And with the big migration of 2020 and 2021 to Idaho, our building departments got extremely backlogged and throwing all these new codes and stuff that we had no idea that were even coming into play, and it just backed up our entire projects. And I just think there's too much overreach.
Well, you know, Brett, one thing that we're kind of seeing is that people are getting a little disillusioned. And you hear people say, I'm not even going to vote. My vote doesn't count. The primary is coming up May 21st. What message do you have for voters?
I've had many interviews since this journey started. Citizens Alliance has endorsed me. Idaho Freedom Foundation has endorsed me. When I interviewed with both of those PACs, they both stated in 2020 that Eastern Idaho has lost their conservative vote. And if you look at any kind of rating out there other than the IACI score, you'll see that there's four conservative legislatures east of Twin Falls. Our very own Kevin Andrus, and he's in the House of Representatives, seat A. I'm not running against him. I'm in seat B. Julianne Young of Blackfoot, Bob Edhart of Idaho Falls, and I always get the Twin Falls lady senator, her name, not Zetterberg, I believe is the correct word. All the other representatives are scoring below a D. And so Eastern Idaho does not have a conservative voice. Right now there is a solid group of God-based, conservative, new guy out there, just like myself, unpolished, not a politician, that's trying to be the conservative voice for Eastern Idaho and make Eastern Idaho red again. Did I answer your question?
You sure did. Let me ask you this. If people want to know more, Brett, about you and your campaign, how can they do that?
My website is brettskidmore.com. We have a nice little video that we've produced on there. And then I'm on Facebook, Brett Skidmore for Idaho. You can instant message me on there. We reply. That's the best way.
All right. Well, Brett Skidmore, candidate for House of Representatives in District 35, Seat B, thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. All right, KID crew, now is the perfect time for me to remind you that we have teamed up with our friends from Morris Columbus Travel and Wolf Lighting, and we really want to send your mama to Maui. All you need to do to enter is just text me the magic word Maui to 208-522-5900. Get those entries in. I'll be back right after this.